Our best guess is that the Etruscans came originally from Asia Minor, and that a great war or a pestilence in that country had forced them to go away and seek a new home elsewhere. Whatever the reason for their coming, the Etruscans played a great role in history. They carried the pollen of the ancient civilization from the east to the west, and they taught the Romans, who, as we know, came from the north, the first principles of architecture and street building and fighting and art and cookery and medicine and astronomy. But just as the Greeks had not loved their Aegean teachers, in this same way did the Romans hate their Etruscan masters. They got rid of them as soon as they could, and the opportunity offered itself when Greek merchants discovered the commercial possibilities of Italy, and when the first Greek vessels reached Rome. The Greeks came to trade, but they stayed to instruct. They found the tribes who inhabited the Roman countryside, and who were called the Latins, quite willing to learn such things as might be of practical use. At once they understood the great benefit that could be derived from a written alphabet, and they copied that of the Greeks. They also understood the commercial advantages of a well-regulated system of coins and measures and weights. Eventually, the Romans swallowed Greek civilization hook, line, and sinker. They even welcomed the gods of the Greeks to their country. Zeus was taken to Rome, where he became known as Jupiter, and the other divinities followed him. The Roman gods, however, never were quite like their cheerful cousins, who had accompanied the Greeks on their road through life and through history.